This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity. Hour two, if you would. Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you're just joining, thanks for being with us. You can head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be involved in the chat. It's always exciting, too. I think it is, anyway. It's just me. We smarter people than I are in the chat room, so, you know, for what that's worth. And I don't mean that in a negative way, I just mean they're smarter than I am, period. Hey, you're not hearing much about the Durham probe anymore. And, you know, it's almost futile, because you look at what he's doing, the information he has, the irrefutable informational evidence, and what happens? People not being put in handcuffs, they're not being taken to jail. I told you this was going to happen. And again, not because I'm a genius. But, you know, think about it. The grand jury's from D.C. Many, many, many hardcore flaming left-wing liberals. You really think they're going to put their own in jail? Seriously? I don't think so. But again, has Durham proved that Trump was right all along? I mean, think about all the things he's been right about that they didn't want to give him credit for. When the Trump-Russia collusion was imaginary, the opposition media couldn't get enough of it. Now that the truth has come out, we've learned that it was a conspiracy of Democrats. Right? The national security swamp had to do with Clinton's campaign. They spied on Donald Trump while he was a candidate, and then again, they did it again when he was president. And the media have lost all interest in the story because there's too much of it points back to them, and to their team, and to their people. The Washington Examiner said that Special Counsel John Durham says that he is building a case to show the technology executive with whom an indicted Democrat lawyer was on the payroll of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they were working to build a Trump-Russia collusion narrative. Should I read that again? They were working to build, maybe I do it with Joey B, right? Have a teleprompter hiccup. They were working to build a narrative. They were putting it together. This is a legitimate political bombshell. You want to talk about Watergate? Watergate is Boy Scout play compared to what these people did. Remember, again, Watergate was about wiretapping to listen in and deciding on how to deal with stuff. These guys tapped a president. They put together a fake case against the president, trying to say that he was a Russian operative or compromised. Right? Nixon didn't do any of that. Same cast of outside conspirators have plenty of time and space to cover the Roto-Rooter scandal in the White House. Dorms discovered a tech executive. Neustar Senior Vice President Rodney Joff. He conspired with the Clinton's law firm, Perkins Coie, to spy on Trump. This is all in the notes. This is all in the investigation. He said this is digital burglary akin to Watergate. After Trump was elected, the conservatives continued to spy on him in the executive office. How do you get in the executive office to plant bugs? That's no longer digital burglary anymore. I think the term for that is treason. I mean, seriously, give us some thought. What were they spying on him for? What were they doing with the information they got? Espionage against the president is a treasonable offense. It's notable that perhaps telling the federal government's vast counter-espionage apparatus they spend billions of dollars snooping nationally and globally. You mean to tell me they didn't know this was going on right under their noses? They you know what? They can try to claim that, but it's not true. You and I both know it's not true. Nixon used his own private militia, if you would, to conduct the Watergate conspiracy. Hillary Clinton, being the leader of the swamp, if you would, she manipulated the FBI, the CIA, but to a point where they had to give in. They had to know what was going on. They had to know what she was doing. And she had no authority to do this. These are tax dollars at work. Pushing against Trump. I mean, truly, think about it. And like I said earlier, this is much, much worse than Watergate. Right? For all intents and purposes, if you think about it, it's an attempted coup. I wonder what they would have done with Pence. There was some discussion later on that they were even tapping Pence's phone. This is unacceptable. You cannot let this happen. You cannot allow any of this to happen. And there's no bright side to this. There's no side of this where you go, well, at least this happened. Well, at least that happened. But we know that he was right. Trump was right about being spied on. Trump was right about being listened in on. Are you telling me that Joey B's phone calls, if you recorded any of them, would probably make a great comedy at this point in time? We won't hear about any of them. Joe, see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how it is. I always tell you that, you know, you got to get informed and then jump all over this stuff. Really that simple. All right, let me get back at it. Some of these stories, I love some of the stuff that's going on that nobody's dealing with. You know, they're not really jumping all over it, which is what we should be doing. Do not let them get away with anything, people. Nothing. All right. LA County. It has a Sheriff's Department, Fire Department, it has an Air Force for all intents and purposes, has a little Navy of its own. It is bigger. It has a bigger budget and more of these resources than many third world nations. And you've got five count them, five LA County supervisors that know how much power they have. And because they're so afraid of electing Republicans, they've got, with the exception of one, they've got a runaway power trip going on. Now, they love crime. They must. So Sheriff Villanueva was a guy that I was not behind at first. I was not a big fan of his. And he was a Democrat. Oh, he is a Democrat. The Republican that was on there got caught up in politics, who should never have as a sheriff. You shouldn't. But this sheriff in particular, keeps pushing, or kept pushing and pushing back against the county. He would not do what they want them to do. They wanted him to fire any of the people in his employ that would not get vaccinated. He refused. They wanted him to enforce the mask mandate among his employees. He refused. They wanted him to enforce the mask mandate in restaurants and other places of business. He refused. He went into the unincorporated areas of Los Angeles City, which automatically fall under the county, and he cleaned these places up. He cleaned up the homeless encampments. He cleaned up all of these places that, you know, as far as he was concerned, there was lawless action there. And they didn't like it. Yeah, you heard me. They didn't like it. Then he figured out, as happens in some other counties, that Los Angeles City was under Los Angeles County. And that he had the right to enforce laws, even in the city, if the city police weren't around or doing it. And so he started doing that. And that sent him into a tizzy. Now think about what sent him into a tizzy. Him enforcing the law. So now the LA County Board of Supervisors have decided, you know, we got to find a way to remove this guy. Got to get him gone. So they want to make a change to the county charter that might be on the ballot in November. It would give the supervisors the power to remove a sitting elected LA County sheriff from office if four of the five supervisors agree the sheriff is unfit for the position. Wow. Again, think about what they're doing, right? Those five are going to decide against the will of the people. Again, the Democrats can't stop themselves. They can't help themselves. They want everybody in these positions to be 100% on board with them, or else. The proposed change to the county charter could be on the ballot in November. That's an awful short time to push back and fight this thing, right? The board released the agenda item on Thursday. It comes after the LA County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, has been criticized by several supervisors of the sheriff's handling of recent investigations into the department's alleged gangs within the department. Now, there's always corruption inside these police departments. I'm sorry, guys. I love the cops. I love the blue. But like anything else, anywhere else, you have your bad apples, right? Is he looking? I don't know. I'm not involved in it. Ultimately, what should happen here, they should hand it over to the feds and let the feds do the investigation. I don't trust them either, but whatever. And let the feds do the investigation. If people don't like what Villanueva is doing, he's up for re-election this November. If they don't like what he's doing, they will remove him. The people will remove him. This would be a monumental shift in power. Right? If you think about it. It will give these five people to decide who they like, who they don't like. How often will they remove? Are they going to remove every elected sheriff that comes on because he's not on board with them? They don't get to pick and choose who the sheriff is. That's up to the voters. But they don't care. their mindset, their attitude is they know better, just like most Democrats. Yeah, in June, Villanueva claimed that he's hoping to keep the sheriff's autonomy. He believes that Luna would cede his power to L.A. County Supervisor. Chief Robert Luna is a police chief for Long Beach, a former police chief for a Long Beach Police Department, another city in Los Angeles, in California. Right? He's a squishy. He would do what they want him to do. We're not voting these people in to do what other electeds want them to do. We're voting these people to do what we want them to do. It's just amazing. This is where it is so important. I don't even know how you get through the left. I don't know if you can get through the left, frankly. This is where I say to you, you have got to push. You have got to make sure the people you're voting for are willing to fight for you. Not for other elected officials, for you. Right? And you got to get informed. You have to know what's happening before you make these kind of decisions. You know, Zev Yaroslavsky, he served 5 terms on the LA County Board of Supervisors. He's a good guy. Democrat, good guy. He's currently a professor at UCLA. He told the local news sources that, look, this move may backfire on the board. People want law and order. Villanueva is perceived as a guy that was going to give you law and order. He doesn't really give a darn. I cleaned that up, right? He really doesn't care what you have to say, what the board of supervisors. They want their guy to do the job. That's what the checkpoint is. Joe Senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is terminating his deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO writing a letter announcing the $44 billion purchase was off Friday, citing material breaches of multiple provisions of the agreement. Musk could be liable to pay $1 billion for pulling out of the deal. President Biden is applauding the June jobs report, the economy adding a better-than-expected 372,000 new jobs in June. But Republicans say although jobs may be coming back, the American people are still hurting.
The problem is that every single day, Americans are hurting when they're either putting gas in their tanks, when they're trying to put food on their table, when they're trying to pay their rents or pay their energy bills.
New York Republican Congressman Nicole Maliotakis on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. Somebody just sent me this. I haven't read this whole story, but I think it's great. Canada's going to destroy. Did you hear about this? Canada's going to destroy 13.6 million doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19, the vaccine, because no one wants it. They can't get rid of it domestically or abroad. So nobody wants it in Canada. Nobody wants it overseas. Nobody wants it. Period. So they announced on Tuesday they're going to destroy the 13-plus million expired doses. They couldn't get rid of it. They had every expectation it would be, you know, gone, overused. Now, according to reports, more than half of all the doses it has ever bought have expired in Canada. Couldn't find any foreign countries to take it. Gee, I wonder what they know that we don't know. Or I wonder what they're acting on, and they know that we know as well. Don't you find it just amazing? Other places see it, they know there's a problem with it, they won't deal with it, and yet, what? We're giving it to everybody. Just amazing. All right. No, I got a whole bunch of stories. I mean a whole bunch of stories that I want to hit on. We were talking about Twitter earlier. I don't know if you guys know this, but they laid off a boatload, or are laying off a boatload of employees. Right? And it's going to block over 1 million spam accounts per day. Now, this is after and while the Musk deal goes out. And about, you know, again, he was the only guy who could have pulled this off and called them out. The company provided more detail on the ways it's trying to reduce the automated accounts that are present on the platform. Now, they're used to distribute spam and scams. Now, Elon Musk repeatedly criticized the company for not doing enough on those automated accounts. He demanded more information, both the scale of the problem, so he needed to know what was going on before he signed the final check, if you would. Twitter executives tried to give some of the information in a briefing that revealed new numbers and processes intended to stop the bot spread. Now, this whole briefing, all of a sudden, they come out of the closet when? After they hear the deal's going sideways. Now, you know, here's here he is wanting to take this and change it. I guess once he got in there, he started to see, wait a minute, maybe things aren't what they seem to be. Now, Twitter has laid off employees while it was waiting for the Musk deal to go through. I don't see how that's going to work out for them. And now we're looking at a very, very slim. It's not going to happen now. If it does, I'd be totally surprised. These guys who have money, who make guys like him, that make, they know these deals. They know what they're looking for. They know where the garbage is, if you would. When you get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another one of, another, what do you want to call it, a home run on the negative column, we'll put it that way. Karen Jean-Pierre, she struggled again to explain whether Biden was aware that the millions of barrels of oil would be sent overseas. Right? We talked about this the other night. Now, how could Joe not be aware when he would have had to approve it, right? Now, while Joe Biden berates gas stations, and I love that too, getting on gas station owners for the price of gasoline. You know why? Because the refinery presidents were coming down on Joey B. Said, hey, you know, that money that we give you every year, give your team, could go away really fast, Joey. So what they do? They go up to the gas stations. The gas stations don't make a whole bunch of money per gallon. Right? They got to sell a massive quantity to be able to make money. Anyway, more than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic U.S. energy reserve, it was sent to Europe and Asia to help them out. About 1 million barrels per day is being released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Still, the flow is draining the SPR, which last month fell to its lowest since 1986. You would say, see, this is why I say they don't care. Come on, let's just think, they don't care. It's that simple. Right? They do it in your face. We don't stop them. We keep voting them back in. Their base keeps voting them back in. Why should they care? You know, it's kind of like the thieves that are happening now all over the major cities. You know, at first they'd walk up to a store, they'd look around and see if anybody's watching, to see if they were in the clear, to see if the cops were around. Now they don't care. They're not going to get arrested. Even if they do get arrested, they're going to be out in a matter of hours. So if there's no consequence, why not try? You know, the Biden crime family's received over $31 million from companies tied to Chinese Communist Party ministries. The only explanation for this treasonous action in wartime is that they're intentionally trying to harm the United States. You look at everything. He has done absolutely nothing at this point. Can somebody send me an email? joe@therealside.com. Send me an email. Let me know what Joey B. has done that has actually helped the economy, people get jobs, the health situation. Right? Jean Pierre was asked if Biden administration was aware that some of the oil was going overseas. You want to, you guys, go look at Sid Caesar's Double Talk on YouTube. Any of his Double Talk stuff. Right? It's amazing to me how, I don't want to say quiet, loud. It's just amazing. Right? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oil companies decide, well, you know, we can't control what oil companies do with their oil, she said. And again, I shouldn't even say she wouldn't blame it on Joe. She wouldn't even let on as to whether he knew or not. Right? That's the funny thing about the whole thing. Does she have a degree? You don't know if she has a degree in communications. Anybody? Because I don't get it. This should not be that hard to do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Some of you guys used to send me book suggestions, author suggestions. You know, don't give up on that. No, I don't bring them all on because sometimes it's just not there. It doesn't do anything for me. How's that? So, again, she stuck her foot in her mouth and halfway down her throat. Yeah, she's good at this. Matter of fact, she may be the best for me than many others. Because she again tried to, she said, people should be allowed to do that when she was asked about the angry mobs chasing Supreme Court justices from D.C. restaurants. Now notice, you never see the right or people on the right chasing their people out of restaurants, right? Sarah Huckabee was chased out, her and her family. And recently, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who was targeted by an assassin last month, was forced by a pro-abortion mob to flee a D.C. restaurant. Kavanaugh was eating at Morton Steakhouse when the pro-abortion mob chased him from... They shouldn't have been allowed in. Right? No, really. Were they buying? Were they there? Were they eating? The group shut down D.C. boasts about the mob action Wednesday night. We hear Kavanaugh snuck out the back door with his security detail. Morton should be ashamed of themselves for welcoming the man in who so clearly hates women. Isn't that cool how they do that? That's what, again, who's the violent one? Who pushes for violence? They do. Every act, every story I've done is about the violent actions they have taken. We don't do it. We don't encourage our people to do it. And don't give me that crap about January 6th. We didn't encourage our people to do that. I'm telling you, the actions, you watch them, you watch the actions they did. Earlier on, Fox News reported Peter Ducey questioned the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the violence by the left and the threats. She thinks they should be allowed to commit violence. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way I get anything done. That's the only way any of us will get anything done, actually. So, it just never stops. We were talking about the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. And she was asked by Peter, she said that people should be allowed to do that. Peter Ducey says, in a restaurant? Jean-Pierre says, well, if it's peaceful, for sure. Peter says, really? Peaceful protest, your question to me, was intimidation. Right? Huh? Now, Ducey said that these justices, because the protesters don't agree with the opinion they signed on to, had no right to privacy. Is that what you're saying? Jean goes on to say, but Peter, people have the right, this is a democracy, not a republic, okay, whatever. People have the right. Of course people have a right to privacy, but people also have a right to be able to protest peacefully in the intimidation and violence that we condemn. Except if you're out front of Maxine Waters' house, where the police show up, you know, pretty much immediately to let you know you're not welcome there. So again, as long as it's done to the left, to the right, it's okay. When it's done to the left, it is not okay, not in any way, shape, manner, or form. And that's the double standard that we see on a regular basis, is it not? I mean, seriously, is it not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are engaged, asking questions, being part of, all of those things. You know, Biden can't get it right. I was going to say, if you handed him the script, but he can't even get that right either. So I don't know if some of you heard his comments. The statement on Shinzo Abe's assassination. And, you know, leave it to Joey and the rest of the Democrats not to let a gun shooting of any kind go to waste. Right? He said that the... He said, I'm stunned and outraged and deeply saddened by the news that my friend Abe Shinzo, former Prime Minister of Japan, was shot and killed while campaigning. This is a tragedy for Japan and for all who knew him. I had the privilege to work closely with the Prime Minister as Vice President. I visited him in Tokyo and welcomed him in Washington. He was a champion of the alliance between our nations and the friendship between our people. The longest-serving Japanese Prime Minister, his vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific will endure. Above all, he cared deeply about the Japanese people and dedicated his life to service. Even at the moment that he was attacked, he was engaged in the work of democracy. While there are many details that we know that the violent attacks are never acceptable and that gun violence always leaves a deep scar in communities that are affected by it. The United States stands with Japan in this moment of grief, and I send my deepest condolences. I mean, seriously. One thing that did strike the attention is that it is the first use of a weapon to murder someone in Japan, and I think we have thus far had 3,000, he goes on to say, we had 3,688 or between 3,000 to 4,000 cases, and they have one. Right? So right away, Joey has to turn this around to us against them. They've had one. We've had over 3,000. He doesn't understand something, though. Japan has one of the toughest gun laws on the books. Right? It would be an oasis for an anti-gun crowd. Because nobody can own a gun in Japan. Nobody. Right? This is where they never... line up apples and apples. They never do. When they talk about us being the most violent, you know, gun-violent nation on the planet, they don't use the real numbers, the real percentages. They don't do it per capita. They don't do any of that. And on top of it, are you going to tell me that the other nations as a whole are truly reporting the kind of issues that they're having? The gun violence that they actually do have, I don't believe it for a second. I'm sorry, I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joey had a really good week this week. Well, good for me, not good for him. I mean, he really had just missed, what, gaffe? Let's call it a gaffe. That way I don't have to call it a lie. He had gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. Biden said that a 10-year-old girl crossed state lines to terminate the pregnancy. I hope someone alerted the Secret Service. I mean, seriously. This is how crazy this is becoming with these guys. And Joey claims that again, I can't stand this. I just can't stand this, right? How does he claim this stuff? And nobody calls him out on it. Not really, anyway. Nobody actually says it. When he says things like this, Peter Ducey, I mean, he turned out to be a real hero here. Peter Ducey needs to be in the room when that happens. So he can say something, hey, whoa, Mr. President, question. I think this is him. Hold on.
10 years old, and she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana
to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. At 10 years old.
Maybe save her life. Terminate the pregnancy and maybe save her life. Right? You don't know. He doesn't know any of that. And where was this 10-year? I'm loving. I wish I knew where the 10-year-old story was coming from. No, really. I mean, it's just amazing to me. They come up with the stuff. They put it out there. Nobody ever calls them on it. You ever notice that the Democrats never call out their own for blatant lies? I mean, I know some of you aren't shocked. I know a lot of you already know this. So then we need to start doing it. We need to start making it happen. We need to start not letting them get away with this. Right? By the way, the New York Times has got an ad running. This came across my screen. Now, ready to play with this one? Journalism like no other. No kidding. This is great. Oh, God bless. All right. He's at it again, isn't he? Hunter Biden. You hear he got a little bit of trouble here for the way he talked about his stepmom? Although George probably didn't even know that he's married to her anymore. Really, he was looking around for her. Every time he looks around, you can tell he never really makes the connection. Right? Hunter was caught in a tweet saying, blank my stepmother for being a selfish, silly, entitled, blanking, unearthed, right? Just, he goes on a tirade. Right, these texts show that Hunter really insulted Jill on a regular basis behind her back. Now, I don't know Jill. I don't know much about her. All I know is that I think it's hateful what she's doing to Joey B. Right? And again, my understanding is she's been nothing but nice to him for whatever reason. Hunter Biden blamed First Lady Jill Biden for forcing him to go back to rehab, calling her a selfish, entitled, terrible word, a moron, stupid, vain. This is after she offered him a house and sent him some loving messages saying, look, after your rehab, you can stay at the home so you can heal better. Now, the insults were made behind the stepmom's back in text messages on a newly uncovered, my butt, we've known about this for a while, backup of Hunter's cell phone. Right, all this stuff was stored on his laptop. Right, this whole thing came up over Hunter's family asking him to go back to rehab in the winter of 2018. Wow. They wanted him to go get help for himself. That was terrible, wasn't it? Hunter sent a text to his uncle, Jim Biden. He wrote that Jill and his then lover, his brother's sister, they never stop, right? I mean, seriously. His brother's widow, Haley, created drama that had Joe Biden suggest he spend a month getting clean. Well, he's always been dirty with drugs. Always. So why was this even a question? Right? I mean, the uncle, Jill, and others said, hey, Hunter, we don't trust your judgment right now because you're caught up in the drugs so much. And he tried to say he was clean. She's just making this up. She goes, wow. I love that. I only talk about this stuff, and I love that stuff because it shows you that people around you that you love and you care about, when they get into the drugs, or as my grandmother said, when they get into the marijuana, right? You got to get them help. You got to help them get that help they need. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including donate. There's a donate button. You know, doesn't hurt to throw a few bucks my way every once in a while. Help keep me updating the equipment, making things better, and giving you a quality show. If you got to leave, God bless. If you don't, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Forty 98.